Isn't that music terrific? Well, it's terrific to be here. My name is Reverend Juliette Schimpf, and I want to begin by saying a heartfelt thank you to Alma and Alan for visiting me in the small town of Perth and for asking me to be a part of this great adventure. Thank you so much for the privilege and the pleasure. You know, it's terrific that us four preachers are giving you a bit of testimony tonight. You know that the book of Revelation says that there are two things that defeat the enemy. Number one, the blood of the Lamb. And number two, the testimony of the saints. I was born in Hamilton, Ontario, where my parents still reside. I had two brothers who taught me all about basketball and fishing. And I grew up at the United Church. You're going to quickly realize that I have a very ecumenical past. So I grew up at a United Church, and there were two unique things about my childhood at this church. First of all, I wouldn't go to Sunday school. From a very little age, I said, Mom, I want to listen to the preacher. So I skipped Sunday school and sat out in the pews listening to the preacher. And then the second interesting thing is that during coffee hour, I would sneak into the sanctuary, see if the microphone was still on, go up in the pulpit and pretend I was preaching. But I would not choose Jesus. I put it off. I did not choose Jesus Christ. So I grew up, I then traveled to Ottawa to attend the university here. And I then went to the Met, which, as you know, is the Associated Gospel. And there, I heard a new gospel. I started to hear about my sinfulness. But I still would not make a decision. Now, God was still working on me and in me. And I was honing my public speaking skills. I was a tour guide at Vimy Ridge and at the Parliament and Rideau Hall. And then I went off to England to study politics at Oxford. I thought I went there to get a degree. Do you know why God took me there? He took me there that I would be born again. Amen. Amen? I was born again in Oxford. It took an American friend of mine approximately 6 to 8 months, during which time she persistently tried to convince me of my utter wretchedness. What a good friend. But it's what I needed. I accepted Christ that first semester, and then everything changed. Everything changed. I wanted to suddenly study theology. And so I approached my supervisors and I said, can I switch my master's thesis from political philosophy to political theology? You can imagine their response. They were not at all happy. But I prayed fervently and I came across a quotation from Winston Churchill. Throw your heart over the bar and the rest will follow. I gave everything I got to this thesis, bringing in politics and theology, and by God's grace, I did indeed graduate. I returned back to Canada, where I was baptized with the Pentecostals. And this after worshiping with such a vibrant Anglican community over in England. So I was baptized with the Pentecostals over here in Canada, and the Lord led me, finally, to enroll at seminary in Hamilton at McMaster. And I graduated not too long ago. My first church was here in Ottawa. Some of you might know it, Bromley Road Baptist Church, where I had the pleasure of working primarily with youth and young adults. And a wonderful verse or saying that catapulted my preaching over there was by Martin Luther. He says this, "To preach Christ is to feed the soul, to justify it, to set it free and to save it if it believes the preaching." And during my time at Bromley with the youth and young adults, I was trying to do just that. Feed the soul day in, day out. Now the highlight of my time here in Ottawa was in fact that I found Mr. Schimpf, Michael. We got married just 2 years ago. Michael is an economist and manager at Statistics Canada. And we got married, and the good Lord has just recently taken me out to Perth, where I'm now minister of First Baptist Church. And it's a pleasure to preach there week in, week out. Although my background is ecumenical, which I think is a rich thing, I want to let you all know I am an evangelical at heart. And this saying by Richard Baxter summarizes how I preach. He says, "I preach as never sure to preach again, and as a dying man to dying men, or as a dying woman to dying women." My mission statement is very simple. It is to proclaim boldly the truth, the relevance, and the urgency of the gospel. And the fascinating thing there, and the tricky thing, is to both preach the relevance and the biblical truth of the gospel. John Stott points this out. He says, "It's not too difficult to be biblical if you don't care about being relevant. And it's not too difficult to be relevant if you don't care about being biblical. But to be both biblical and relevant is the art of expository preaching." That is my goal on Good News Ministries Radio, to be both biblical and relevant. And I will do it all to the best of my abilities for the glory of God. Thanks for listening.